That brings us to a guest, Dr. Michael Mann. The book is called Mission Betrayed, How the VA Really Fails America's Veterans. I guess the first question, and by the way, good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Is just how bad is it for our nation's men and women that are coming back or that have served? They don't have to come back, that have served. How bad is it in the VA hospitals?
Well, thank you, Ray. The reason that I finally decided to step forward and to write Mission Betrayed is that despite all of the scandals, the numerous reports of individual local VA failures that have been in local and national press over the past few years, still no one has seemed willing to blow the biggest, perhaps the most important whistle. No one has seemed willing to acknowledge or discuss that the entire VA continues to be built on a tradition of mediocrity, and that the immense VA bureaucracy to this day fosters a culture of laziness and indifference that just create enormous barriers to true excellence in healthcare.
Now, when you say laziness, is that among the staff, the physicians, the folks that run these hospitals? What?
Let me be clear. I am not indicting individual practitioners. There are many fabulous, outstanding doctors and other healthcare professionals who work at VA facilities all over the country every day. It's those very people who find themselves up against institutional barriers, barriers that are perceived as insurmountable and that prevent them from even attempting to deliver the excellent standards of care that they demand of themselves and their practices at other institutions where they work. Look, the VA itself, the core of the VA, the culture of the VA, has been essentially untouched by this self-proclaimed transformation that the VA has described of itself over the past 20 years that have actually amounted to little more than the generation of intentionally misleading and deceptive statistics. Statistics that have been used to create an illusion of excellence. In fact, the VA bureaucracy is so fixated on these statistics that some surgical care, operations that could potentially save lives and reduce veteran suffering, is actually denied to some veterans because their cases are considered too risky and therefore too much of a threat to these statistics.
Dr. Michael Mann is with us. His book is Mission Betrayed. Doctor, I guess I want to, I know that your background with the VA was in San Francisco, big town.
Well,
Chicago, big town. A lot of people come into these hospitals. My father was in the VA program, was at Hines VA here in Chicago a lot, but I noticed that once he got into a smaller program outside of a big city, he was in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, that the service to him got a lot better. Is that just because we can't handle the sheer numbers?
Well, that's a great question. The problem is that the VA is an enormous self-perpetuating bureaucracy. And so as you get into smaller facilities, of course, individual people can find ways, better ways, more consistent ways around the bureaucracy itself. But ask yourself this question: why should our veterans intentionally be subjected to a system that is inherently rooted against their best interests in many cases? Why don't we start to really recognize and acknowledge these limitations in the VA and demand the overhaul that we began to hear about in 2014, but that's been somewhat swept under the rug, as instead we focus on very politically expedient solutions that are really amount to little more than Band-Aids when you look at the entire system.
Well, you know, it needs to get better. And before we let you go, I want to ask you, PTSD seems to be the paramount thing that we're talking about these days with men and women that don't have visible scars, but the scars are there. The wounds of war are there. How do we handle something like this if we can't get people to be seen and the care just isn't in line? How do we help these folks?
We have to find a better way of creating a system that meets their needs on an immediate basis. To be honest, we need to address the entire way that the VA has been organized as a bureaucracy and really uproot it and start from scratch with a better system. It can be a parallel and independent system the way it's set up now. It can get better access for amazing resources that are already available in the community. But we have to be willing to recognize that there's a deeper problem, much more deep-rooted problem than we've addressed so far.
And Dr. Michael Mann, the book Mission Betrayed, we appreciate your time this morning. Yeah, we've got to take care of these men and women that have fought for us, whether it's, you know, the two guys, Korea guys, Vietnam, the guys that are coming back, the women that are coming back right now, there is no doubt about it. But I will say that if there's one, you know, I don't want everybody to think that these hospitals are you know, horrible. We were out at the Heinz Hospital, and they're doing a nice job with the Fisher House out there, and we just need to keep after these folks to make sure that these folks get our very best, because that is what they deserve.